This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, and do the same to me. The pleasure is to play. Make no difference what you say.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here for the final hour. And listening to the conversation leading up to this segment, one can't help but go through their own life experiences with their smartphones, with other people's smartphones, with the AI, and then magically having a conversation. And then, I mean, specifically, I remember I would have conversations with people. This was years ago, even. This was like 5 years ago when I still had Facebook. I'd be having a conversation with somebody about someone from high school or someone from our past and be like, oh, yeah, remember him, remember her. And then I'd get on Facebook and then right there, they would be there. Friend, do you know this person? Add friend. It was like, I was just talking about them. How did Facebook just magically put them on there? Then, of course, they started mainstreaming it. And giving you the advertisements where you talk about your dog or taking a dog for a walk, all of a sudden you've got the, you know, dog food ads or the leashes and everything up there. And I know that here, us at InfoWars, are not the only people that have experienced this. In fact, there's this other thing. Someone has told this, someone that's a little more tech savvy with phones than I am, explained this to me actually. Whenever you actually take a photo with your iPhone, I know it's with iPhones. I don't know if it's with other phones. Whenever you actually take a photo, it's actually taking a video. I don't know if anyone back there in the crew knows what I'm talking about. But you can see this. Sometimes the phone glitches. And when you go scroll through your pictures, you'll see that it's actually a video. And so there'll be a little, like, roll of the video before you're still of your picture. It's like, what? What is that? Also, I mean, how many times if you're using the map on your phone, then you know Google is listening if your map is engaged, because that's just what they use it. I see that Zach is getting set up back there. Do you know what I'm talking about, Zach, with the image, how they actually take a video and it's a video, but then they have a still from it?
Yes, I even actually have something to add to it that might even be a little bit sketchier, especially since this is referring mostly to Apple phones, iPhones. Like, for example, same thing with my phone from before. We were talking about the iPhone 7 Plus. Live photos are the default. That's what you're referring to. It's basically a what Apple decided to do to save the ability of people having poor camera skills. Essentially, is they would take these high-definition videos that are, you know, 20, 30 frames of high-definition clips, and you fire it, and in that way you can pick between that little video clip that goes in between to find the right spot. The thing that's scary is that what a lot of things people know is that with the iCloud account, if you're connected to iCloud account, most of the time those photos get uploaded to the cloud first, and then you have to re-download it back onto your phone. Which I always thought was very interesting. It basically has to get scanned, and so you're basically uploading full video files of what you did
to the cloud.
To the cloud, and then going back and taking the screen cap from that video. Yeah, and you'll notice on new iPhones that you'll see when you go to load a video or an image, sometimes it takes a little bit to load. That's because it's not on your phone anymore, and Apple goes out of its way to pull it off for the sake of saving your space.
See, I've always used Android, and the only time I've ever really had a weird experience with the AI and the Android was when I had my maps open or the location services were on for whatever app. So if you're talking, whatever app is using the location services will like click in and like bring you to like a restaurant or something like that. The other thing we know is going on, and this is kind of a side note, but I just dealt with this today. My iPhone, I guess it's a 7 or something. It's like now it's really slow, right? Yeah, so now they're looking at Apple because what they're doing is with these updates, they're actually basically downgrading you so that you have to buy a new phone. And so now it's hitting the iPhone 7s. So now if you have an iPhone 7, your phone gets slower, So they give you the new advanced AI in the iPhone 8 or the iPhone 10 with everything's run with your face. See, your iPhone 7 isn't good enough anymore, so they slow that down with the AI, and then they bring in the 10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Adam Schiff is a dirty, dirty rat that lives in a shithole.
Oh, what's that, Siri? I can't say that? Oh, I'm sorry. Siri just told me I'm not allowed to insult Adam Schiff. My bad. My bad, Siri. I'm sorry. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. In the last hour and at the top of this hour, we were talking about the AI and the smartphones. Always listening. Always curious what you're thinking about. What can they sell you? Yes. Because that's how a lot of these apps make money. You know, you download a free app, they got to make money somehow. They're selling your personal information, whatever information you allow them access to. Owen Schroyer here for Alex in the second hour. We're going to be joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi in the bottom half of this hour. And we're going to be talking about the Russian plane crash. Now, it was either last week or 2 weeks ago where the Syrian rebels downed a Russian jet and killed the pilot. John McCain's Syrian rebels, you know, the moderate rebels, according to President Obama, that he wanted to send, $500,000, $1 million here, you know, whatever he could get over there, sending them weapons, you know, the ones that Hillary stood down for at Benghazi. Yeah, you know, those guys. Yeah, there they are. There's the good old moderate rebels, says Hussein Obama. John McCain brags about going and visiting with these people. He literally brags about it. He's like, I know what's going on in Syria. I meet with the rebels. It's like, you just admitted you meet with terrorists and bragged about it. That's strange there, John. Strange choice there, John. So that happens. And then you have the Russian plane, that was a passenger plane that killed all 71 people on board. And of course, the bigger picture is just everything that's going on right now. Ever since Trump got in office, the entire power structure has been shaken to its core. And I honestly couldn't even get into it. The geopolitics that are going on right now in the wake of this Russian plane crash, which, I mean, come on, folks, somebody took that plane down. Let's be real. That's what it appears like, at least. And so there's an entire stack of news. Israel doing this, Iran doing that. I mean, it's just all across the board. Craziness going on. Of course, the globalists are trying to bully Trump into a war with Russia by pinning him against the wall with this fake Russian story that's now completely fallen apart. Now it's just totally blown up in their face. Nobody believes it. Everyone believes Obama spied on Trump. So people are getting the truth out. But they wanted to bully Trump and they wanted to say, well, you have to prove you're not a Russian agency. See, we're going to force the media that we run. We're the Democrat Party that hates America, that's aligned with the Chinese communists, that really are socialists and communists. We're going to use our bought and paid for media We're going to use our bought and paid for Clinton dossier, Clinton Steele dossier, to bully you. And see, we're going to tell people you colluded with Russia. So you better put these sanctions on Russia. You better say Russia's the bad guy. In fact, you better arm Ukraine. So Trump kind of gives into that bullying a little bit. I imagine he's, you know, he's got some brinkmanship going on behind the scenes with Russia. That's the only way I can figure Russians' patience with this whole deal. And so he goes along with the sanctions. He's arming Ukraine. Now this Russian plane crash happens. How far are they trying to, I mean, are they trying to push Russia into blowing up here? Is that what's going on? Is it push Russia's buttons to the point of no return? So we're going to be joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi to talk all about that. There's really, honestly, so much news. Hey, guys, could I get the clock up in here? I don't have a clock up in here. You know, I had something that I wanted to talk about today. I don't drive too much in Austin just because I don't like it. People don't know how to drive. The construction is terrible. There's always traffic. Thank you, guys. And it made me remember something that I always thought about that I think it's time to really start pushing for here in America. Now, we just got the new bill passed for 2 years, spending bill, and it's going to increase the debt. I think it was by $1 trillion. Jim Jordan says swamp one on bill boosting spending by $300 billion. Of course, Rand Paul gave a speech about the spending bill. And Trump is funding our military, which I'm okay with, except here's my problem. When I am driving through the city of Austin on major highways and major roads, and I hit a pothole every half a mile, or I'm driving on the biggest highway in Austin, Texas, and half of it is shut down. Why? Well, because of construction. But wait, there is no construction. There's just millions of dollars of construction vehicles all over the road and cones and tape. Where is the construction? And I know it's not just like this in Austin. And I'm honestly reaching a point where it's like, what are people doing with the streets? Who is running the roads programs in these states? It was just as bad when I lived in Missouri. How is it that I'm driving down Austin, Texas, half of Highway 35 is shut down for construction that's not even going on, that has never been going on? Bridges shut down. I mean, what is going on? If we're increasing the debt by $1 trillion, can I get a pothole fixed, please? Can I have the biggest highway in a major city open? Can we use it? No. They got to have construction. And then they have construction. And this is where you wonder about the mental capacity of the people running things. Then they have the construction. They finish the construction. And the traffic is worse. Who is running these plans? Who is running these programs? Why are they all unfit for that job? And how do they get it? So that's what irks me when I see that the debt is going up and that I can't get a pothole fixed. I can't seem to get anyone with half a brain running the highway systems and the road systems. And we're spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars repairing, quote unquote, other countries. That's where I start to get a little angry. That's where I start to get a little ticked off. Why we're spending all this money on all these foreign countries and I can't even get a road fixed. I can't even get a highway open. We can't even afford here in the city of Austin, Texas, to fund a road crew to go do construction. What the hell is that? If you can't afford the crew to do it, why'd you shut down the highway? So that's where my mind goes when I see all these spending stories. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know what needs to be shut down? NPR, immediately. Shut it down now. How does NPR even exist? Do you realize that NPR, consider NPR to be a competitor Let's say InfoWars is competing with NPR. Do you realize how unfair an advantage NPR has? They don't have to foot the bill. No, we have to pay our bills here. We have to find ways to accrue more funds to expand what we do here. Not an NPR. No. They just put their hands out for the government. Shut it down. And then, I don't know, maybe with all the money we save at NPR and any other, look, any paid for, government paid for media needs to be shut down immediately, and all of the funding needs to be brought in domestically to fix our roads, fix our infrastructure, fix our streets. And then I see this story. Self-driving delivery robots could soon be hitting the streets of Phoenix. Great. So even more traffic. I hope that those personal drones that they're trying to get in China right now, those can't come here soon enough. Because if they can't fix the roads, at least let me fly so that I don't have to deal with the government destroying our roads. I'm going to try to hit some more of the domestic news before Dr. Jerry Corsi joins us. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sure how to explain this. America. New York Times headline. This is from today, isn't it? So CNN runs with the story Friday. Look at Kim Jong-un's sister stealing the show at the Olympics. Oh, she's glorious. She's majestic. It's Kim Jong-un's sister. Look at her. Love her. Praise her. Ooh. And it kind of, you know, churned over the weekend. I've got a stack of news here. Everyone called them out on it. I mean, CNN, it's like, whoa, okay, you're full-on communist news network now. And you figured the liberal media learned its lesson. You figured the liberal media, they sucked their toe in the water of supporting the Kim Jong-un regime, the communist North Korean regime. I can't believe I'm saying this. This is actually happening. CNN dipped their toe in the water supporting the communist North Korean regime. Is it worse than Lester Holt the dolt going to North Korea and falling for the propaganda and then reporting on it? Or is CNN consciously dipping their toe in the water of the North Korean regime, supporting it to see how, to check the temperature? So CNN does it. They get totally blown up over it. Apparently the New York Times is just jumping right in. They just published this. This is from today. If you're an internet watcher here, you can see we're running the North Korean support from the Communist News Network here. They're loving the North Korean communist regime over there at CNN. But the New York Times, see, I was going to talk about this. I assumed it was over. And then the New York Times just won up CNN. Kim Jong-un's sister turns on the charm, taking Pence's spotlight. And then the whole story is about how she outflanked, that's a quote from New York Times, she outflanked Pence politically. The communist. The New York Times and CNN now support the North Korean communist regime more than they do America. Wow. Who do you want to fund, folks? Who do you want to see be the cutting edge in news? Who do you want to see rise to the top of news? It's Infowars.com. And as you heard in the last segment, unlike other certain sources out there, we don't get government funds. We don't get funded by big banks. We don't get funded by big pharma. We get funded by you buying our products at InfoWarsStore.com. You make it all possible. And I promise you, you have my word. I think I will confidently speak for Alex Jones. I'm taking a big leap here, but I think I can speak in confidence for Alex Jones. We will never support communism. We will never support communism. Not in this country. We're capitalists. We're free market capitalists. So what we do is we find the best product and we give it to you at the best price. That's what we do. And then we take your funds and we build the best media news network in the world. That's just what we do here at Infowars.com. Some of the specials include CellForce, which is still available at 53% off. This product is such a ridiculous deal, we're undercutting ourselves. So take advantage of CellForce, 53% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. LimitedTime.com. That is limited time, so make sure you take advantage of that while it lasts. You've got the InfoWars Live Daily Digestive Pack, which includes carnivore and flora life. So that is to help you digest meats and other things that you may be eating that can lead to an upset stomach, etc. That is 50% off right now. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. You got the T-shirt of the Month Club. How about the T-shirt of the Month Club? $20 gets you the T-shirt. You got the Valentine's Day special, the His and Hers pack, that's super male and super female vitality, 50% off. That is the His and Hers Valentine's Day special, 50% off super male vitality and super female vitality. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support, folks. They're coming after us. They're censoring us. It's really unheard of, the amount of censorship we get. But we just continue to plow forward with God's grace and with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So let me just plow through some of this news. New York Times supports the North Korean communist regime. Pathetic. Just pathetic. You know, there was a time in this country where if you would openly support a communist regime in your publication, you'd probably get raided by the FBI. You probably get raided. What a strange time it is to live in, indeed. You know what, actually, I need to go to this clip, because I'm sure we're going to get into this more with Dr. Corsi. I'll just get this out there real quick. Experimental drug promises to kill the flu virus in a day. And, of course, this is in response to all of the flus that are going on. Why are people outside high-risk groups dying from the flu? Well, because it's not the flu. It's a superbug. They're just saying it's the flu. Yeah, I realize I don't have time for that clip, guys, so that's okay. And John Rappaport at NoMoreFakeNews.com, writer for InfoWars.com, had the story a month ago, I think it was now, talking about how it's not the flu. It's a superbug. That's why people are dying. That's why people are having amputations. That's why people from outside the quote-unquote high-risk group are dying from the flu. It's not the flu. But they tell you it's the flu, and then they tell you to buy the vaccine, which they also tell you doesn't work, but buy it anyway. Right, and then we get called conspiracy theorists if we read the insert that talks about the flu, because, you know, that's just crazy to want to be informed on what you're going to inject into your body. So I saw this story, and it actually just made me think about communism, and that's why I brought it up. I don't know if there's any real relevance to the story. It's a sad story. Other than, to me, this just is a representation of communism. Here's the headline. Couple sells everything for sailboat. It sinks on day two. If that isn't the story of communism, I don't know what is. Yes, take all of my money. Take all of my property. Take everything. It's yours now. Good. It'll be for the better. Good. This is what you wanted. You wanted that sailboat. It'll be worth it. And then it sinks 2 days later, and you don't have a sailboat, and communism oppresses you, and you lose all your property, you lose everything. That's what communist does. That's what communism does. That's what the New York Times supports. That's what CNN supports. Invasive 20-pound rodents increasingly burrowing into California. I mean, I assumed Adam Schiff weighed at least 150 pounds. I mean, how Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff are at a lean 20 pounds, that's amazing. They must be on Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com to be 20 pounds. 20-pound rodents increasingly burrowing into California. How do Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell weigh 20 pounds? Is that a combined weight? There's Adam Schiff right there. He's been burrowing into California's government for way too long now. Time to drain the swamp. Dr. Corsi joins me on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Owen Schroyer filling host duties for Alex here for the final two segments. I'm joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi of Infowars.com, and we are going to get into the Russian plane crash that killed all 71 passengers on board. Of course, there's a lot of geopolitical shakeups in the aftermath of this. But I bring in Dr. Corsi now. What are your reports, Dr. Corsi? What do you think went on here? What's the story? What are they not telling us? What are they telling us? What are they telling us that's not true? Dr. Corsi, what's on your radar?
Well, we've been following this, tracking it almost all day. It broke earlier this morning, and QAnon picked up on it very quickly. It turns out on the plane crash, there were several executives of Rosatom, which is the Russian energy agency that is involved in the Uranium One deal. And the plane took off from Moscow, the regional plane. It was headed back towards a region right next to Kazakhstan. And there were several executives actually on board of this airplane. One of the top ones was a gentleman named Ivanov, who ended up being the CFO of Rosatom. And that's, you know, this is the agency that's been involved in the whole Uranium One deal, bought Uranium One, has been accused of bribery in the United States, information that Robert Mueller, special counselor, when he was head of the FBI, did not share with the CFIUS committee, the Treasury committee that allowed twice, including most recently in 2010, Rosatom to acquire Uranium One. It was a Hillary Clinton big deal because the Clinton Foundation was paid $147 million. It was a pay-for-play in this scam, and Russia got 20% of the United States uranium. And it looks like the backstory, the suspicions are that there may have been a U.S. intelligence agency, CIA, hit to kill these Rosatom executives to prevent them from testifying or being available to give testimony in the beginning inquiries on the whole Uranium One scandal, which I'm predicting will be the end of Robert Mueller's career.
So it sounds to me wargaming this out. And I mean, this is crazy, but you've got now people in Congress pushing for a new investigation, a new special counsel. In fact, it's actually ongoing right now into Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal, that scandal. There actually is an investigation ongoing there. They're now looking for a special counsel. So it looks like maybe now that that has legs and that there's not a corrupt FBI and DOJ that are colluding with the president to let Hillary Clinton off, maybe all of a sudden there's teeth to this investigation. So you're thinking that the same members of the deep state that were behind Hillary Clinton to win this election may have been behind this plane going down.
That's my first suspicion. And I don't expect the deep state, which I take to be the CIA in combination with the FBI, the Department of Justice, State Department, all of which have been heavily penetrated by the CIA and under the Obama presidency, it's not going to go down easily. It's going to fight. And what's developing, I think especially since the Nunes memo, the House Intelligence Committee, was released a week ago Friday, is the narrative has changed in Washington. Now it's very clear that we have a corrupt Department of Justice and FBI that was out to deny Donald Trump the election, and with this Fusion GPS dossier being exposed, both by the Nunes memo and by Senator Grassley and Graham, we are finding that the FBI, DOJ under Obama had permission to do electronic surveillance from this FISA court based on false premises, that the FISA court was never told this was opposition research, that it had never been validated by the FBI, and it may turn out, as I suspect, the large number of the Trump campaign, including President Trump himself, may have been put under electronic surveillance. The names were leaked to the White House unmasked because those engaged in the collateral electronic surveillance, because they were talking to Carter Page, their names were opened up and released and leaked to the press, which is again a crime. And the electronic surveillance on Donald Trump continued through the transition, I believe, right up into the first 6 months of the presidency. And this was all done on opposition research on a lying basis. You're going to have the American public, I think, demanding a second prosecutor. And the Uranium One scandal, which developed while Mueller was head of the FBI, I think within the next few weeks we could see Mueller himself under investigation, which will be the end of his special prosecutor witch hunt into Donald Trump's supposed collusion with Russia to win the election.
You know, it's almost an amazing, we always use the analogy 6D chess. It's almost like a perfect 6D chess move into checkmate here. And whether you can say that Trump was behind this or other people were behind this as well, or just providence here, their whole Russian thing is not only blowing up in their face now, it's also going to be spun back on them because they made such a big deal out of Russian collusion. When it comes out that they were the ones that colluded with Russia, what do they do then? What does the media do then? And, I mean, do the brainwashed masses go full? I mean, you know, where do they go? That's a whole other debate. But back to the story of the Russian plane, obviously it goes without saying that Hillary Clinton, Robert Mueller, and whoever else was involved in the Uranium One deal, if they were afraid of prosecution, if they were afraid that people were going to be testifying against them from Russia in that deal, well, they would want them dead. Dead men tell no tales, Dr. Corsi. I mean, that's and the plane, it looks like, might have been a bomb. Is that the truth?
The reports, and I was reading the Russian newspapers today, about four of the Russian newspapers, the reports from people who saw it, there's evidently a film of the plane coming down. It blew up first, a big boom and blast could be seen in the airplane.
That's
it was a
bomb.
Regional plane. It was a bomb.
That's a bomb. Planes just don't blow up. You know, I mean,
right.
Come on.
And as it hit the ground, of course, it was full of fuel, and the initial debris pattern looks like a blown apart airplane. There are body parts, mm-hmm. pretty gruesome, you know, scattered around. And this was evidently a complete terror attack of a bomb, some kind of device brought aboard the airplane.
You know, I hate to interrupt you, but I was wondering if your mind went here too, Dr. Corsi. This just feels eerily similar to TWA Flight 800 during Clinton's presidency.
Well, again, that's another one that's very suspicious and has been a suspected deep state operation since it happened.
I mean, just the way it went down and everything.
Right. Well, today's attack, I mean, when you look at the executives who were on this plane, there were several of them from Rosatom, including the CFO. But the CFO would have had intimate knowledge of all the financial arrangements that occurred with the acquisition of Rosatom, the operations in the United States, as well as this bribery scheme where Russia was paying through various transport companies to try to corner the uranium market with the complete help of the Clintons, because former President Clinton, got $500,000 in Russia for a speech right after this Rosatom initial deal was done. The Kazakhstan deal gave Uranium One control over Kazakhstan's uranium, large portion of it, and Russia decided they were just going to buy the entire Uranium One operation, which they did in two steps with the CFIUS committee rubber stamping it, and Mueller hiding the information from CFIUS that the FBI had an ongoing operation that had determined Russia was involved in bribery in the United States to corner the uranium market. And at the end, Russia walks away with 20% of the U.S. uranium. And clearly, as this gets under investigation, the Clintons, Robert Mueller, those involved in selling out U.S. uranium to Russia don't want the CFO coming forward.
Yeah, they
record.
Don't want it desperately, folks. So desperately, a plane just went down. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're talking to Dr. Corsi, who writes for InfoWars.com. A lot of breaking news there from him about the Russian plane crash. We're going to get back to that in a second. Eric Swalwell, Representative Eric Swalwell. This guy is a piece of work, man. I mean, what a piece of shit. He just put out a poll. Pull the poll up. Be the antidote to Donald Trump's poison. What will you do to counter Donald Trump's endorsement of domestic violence? I'll tell you. Eric Swalwell is like the boss in The Incredibles that Mr. Incredible throws through like 10 walls. That's Eric Swalwell. He is that annoying, heaving piece of garbage, trash, rat that you just want to ring up. The nerve of Eric Swalwell to say that Donald Trump is endorsing domestic violence shows just how low he really is. He is lower than dirt. He's lower than a cockroach. He's a Swalwell. Swalwell is now lower than cockroach. Let's see. The left has been endorsing political violence, domestic violence, ever since Trump was elected. Are you kidding me? We just had a Russian jet downed in Russia that had a bunch of people that had uranium-1 information, potentially, with an investigation ongoing. And this piece of Swalwell, this Swalwell trash, is going to say that Donald Trump is endorsing domestic violence when CNN and New York Times and the rest of the liberal media are praising Kim Jong-un's sister being at the Olympics, the sister of an oppressive communist regime. I'm sorry, Dr. Corsi, to step away from the main story here. Just when I see a piece of absolute human garbage, Eric Swalwell, I just have to call him out. I just can't believe the nerve of these people. To even pretend like Donald Trump is responsible for domestic violence, well, that is all the left is. Look at what happened at the Republican baseball practice. Got shot up by a radical leftist. Look at what happened to the Republicans on that train going to a retreat that got in a crash. You think that's a coincidence? You see, it's because of the leftist violence. It's because of the Clinton body count. That's why Alex Jones has been saying for a month now, it's time to watch our six. He's talking about the people in Congress. He's talking about the Matt Gaetz, the Jim Jordans, the Chuck Grassleys, the Devin Nunes's. Oh, I don't know, the members of the Russian energy company that were working with Hillary Clinton to get Uranium One deal done. They're gone. You see why he said, watch your six? You get it now? They're all gone. And this is why Hillary Clinton should have been in jail a year ago. I'm sorry, Dr. Corsi. I'm getting fired up here. It's just, we know what's going on. And when people like Eric Swalwell try to keep the public ignorant and sell the public a bill of lies, I can't help myself. I just get very worked up here, Dr. Corsi. So bring me back down to earth. What do people need to know about this Russian plane crash?
Well, I understand that how you get worked up, Owen. I think we all feel it. The issue of this Russian plane crash, again, is it was headed towards the region near Kazakhstan. It took off from Moscow today and apparently blew up in the air. Pretty clearly, I think, a terrorist attack. I've been on the live stream all day working with the various anonymous decoding QAnon, who's posted extensively about this today, that at the CBTS underscore stream, that's Calm Before the Storm underscore stream, with them and also on YouTube with a group of anonymous listening in on the chat. There are almost 10,000 people working with it today as we tried to figure this out. But what seems to be clear is that a group of executives from this ROSATOM, Rosatom, which is the Russian State Energy Department, were on this airplane. And, of course, what is heating up in Washington right now is an investigation of Uranium One, which is a scam from the Clinton Foundation. Clinton Foundation made out something like $147 million in pay-to-play contributions, and 20% of our uranium went into a company that Bill Clinton helped engineer with an entrepreneur in Canada called originally Eurasia, but ultimately Uranium One. And Russia owns Uranium One now, approved by the CFIUS committee, which Mueller never told had Russian bribery schemes going on in the United States. So the chief financial officer and one of the two of the other top executives of Rosatom were killed today in this blast, this airplane crash. There were no survivors. The debris was spread over a kilometer, in a one-kilometer square area, which is clearly, I think, with debris that indicates immediately a bomb blast.
Right.
And my guess is that these officials were silenced, so they couldn't talk, couldn't be investigated in the United States. I'm predicting that the Rosatom scam will be the end of Robert Mueller's career, and that there will be a special prosecutor that will be assigned both the Rosatom investigation.
But what happens now? What if the two key witnesses are now dead?
Well, again, it's going to set back the investigation, but there's plenty of other information, and I would be very suspicious that this crash is going to heighten suspicion in Washington that, in fact,
oh, you better believe it.
Effort to prevent these people from ever being available to testify. And, you know, the CIA is all over this. The CIA, again, with John Brennan, had to know, as did other intelligence agencies, that this scheme was being perpetrated.
Oh, no, no, no. Dr. Corsi, it's in the news. It's in the news today. Yahoo, CIA denies report over mystery Russian who promised Trump info. The CIA knows nothing, Dr. Corsi. The CIA has no idea. Come on. No. They're just a central intelligence agency. What do they know?
Of course. I mean, you know, the denials from the central intelligence agency aren't going to spare them this time.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd say this to the CIA. I'd say, you know what, CIA? If you really don't know, then we're shutting you down. What do we have you for? If you really don't know, then goodbye. You're not doing your job. Bye.
Well, I would have liked it if John Kennedy had been able to follow through with what he planned and shut down the CIA.
Another guy who died.
1,000 pieces. Right.
He got assassinated.
And yeah, there's a book I've written on that. I put the CIA right at the top of the list with Alan Ellis as the chief planner in the assassination of John Kennedy. CIA has been running drugs around the world since at least the Vietnam War, I think going back to World War II with the OSS. It's a rogue organization. It's never been reined in. And I think the CIA, with the Obama administration, has intensified its control of the Department of Justice, of the FBI, of the State Department. It's a seriously dangerous rogue organization. And it, I think, is trying here with the plane today. My first suspicion is a CIA attempt to silence key Rosatom officials who could testify at length about the payoffs made to the Clintons in order to get Russia to have 20% control over U.S. uranium.
Dr. Corsi, we're running short on time here. I just want to get a couple more things out. It looks to me like right now the globalists that are in the deep panic realize that they cannot get their agenda through in America. So they're kind of giving up on whatever they thought they could get done in America, whether it be war in the streets, Hillary Clinton, the White House, all of it combined. And it seems now that they're shifting their patterns into more goading Russia into a war, downing their planes, multiple planes, all these sanctions. Is that kind of the new globalist thing to try to keep poking at the Russian bear until it explodes?
Well, I think the deep state, I mean, Hillary Clinton seemed like she wanted a war with Russia, and the deep state, I think, wants a war to control population and all the other crazy things they think about, too many people on the planet.
And the military-industrial complex, and then, you know, a lot of the evidence probably against their crimes magically gets, you know, incinerated in the process.
And we've just had too many things. I mean, this whole Las Vegas incident, you know, the Mandalay Bay, which I'm still suspicious of being a Saudi Arabian extraction to take this prince, key prince who's now in Saudi Arabia, out of that hotel, with Alawid being involved trying to prevent his extraction. We still have missing information that comes out in dribs and drabs on that event, which I think is also CIA complicit. We've got the train crash where we don't know yet, you know, the one with the congressman. We have very little investigative information on that report. We saw that the train cab was only damaged on one side, which would indicate that the truck may have been trying to ram the train to get it off the tracks. These are all things that when you don't have
Not to mention the other train crash where you had the switcher padlocked.
These things have their earmarkings of deep state operations.
So that was my next question. We don't have time. We got Dr. Corsi, all of his great works at Infowars.com. That was my next question is, the deep state is so desperate. 5 seconds, Dr. Corsi. What do they do next? They are so desperate. They're going to do anything. What's next?
Well, I mean, I've been very worried and concerned for the president's safety. And I continue to say,
we got to pray every night. We got to pray every night to God that he protects this country, folks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.